The campaign is not over, from what I've seen. It's still going strong. More and more people are joining and helping in. As the person was saying before, more and more people are downloading the voluntary botnet tool, which allows people to command DOS attacks. Just last night, Visa went down for a brief period of time. As well as MasterCard.
Do you see this as some kind of war? And if it is a war, who is it a war between?
I see this as becoming a war, but not your conventional war. This is a war of data. We're trying to keep the internet open and free for everyone, just the way the internet has been and always was been. But in recent months and years, we've slowly seen governments, the European Union, slowly trying to creep in and try and limit the freedom of that we have on the internet.
WikiLeaks, have you been in touch with WikiLeaks or anyone at WikiLeaks about this campaign, about this hacking campaign?
I have not. It's very hard to get hold of anyone from WikiLeaks. The only one you could really get hold of from WikiLeaks was Julian, but unfortunately he's not available at the moment.
Coldblood, I'm absolutely fascinated by your role in all of this. How did you get drawn into Anonymous?
I started about 3 or 4 years ago with the campaigns against the Church of Scientology. From then I ran some of the IRC servers, which the person was talking about earlier. I still run some of the IRC servers. And now I just get involved in this kind of stuff.
And I mean, is it an organisation? Is Anonymous an organisation with a kind of... You don't have a headquarters, presumably, but I mean, do you have a sort of a structure, a chairman, a chief executive? Or
No, Anonymous, it doesn't really follow any conventional means. It's just a group of people, and whatever ideas get floated about, if people think they're good enough, then they get acted on.